Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Bizarre story. Americans, you know, they've stopped 21-year-olds, anyone below 21, in New York City from buying whipped cream in a can. Did you know that? Well, you did know that because I told you that yesterday. And we wanted to understand, have Americans completely lost their minds? Well, they're probably, I mean, it's not mutually exclusive. They might have. But what is this whole business with nitrous oxide? And what's it all got to do with whipped cream? Dr. Nasiba Katrada, founder of the COVID management team in Durban. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So have Americans lost their minds?
Well, you know, the story is bizarre. And when I was reading it, I'm thinking, okay, so they found a couple cans of whipped cream and then they decided to ban kids from getting it. And you know what actually concerns me? You know human nature. When you tell some, especially kids, you can't have that, that's when they want it, right?
Right.
And now you've created a problem that perhaps 80% of kids didn't even know about. Now they're all going to want to experiment because now it's not legal and they can't get it. And it's the same thing as, you know, when you have a balloon filled with
helium. Yeah,
it's the same kind of effect that you get, the euphoric effect. So it's the same thing. So what are they going to start banning them from having those balloons filled with helium? You know, it's the same kind of effect that you get. And I was actually just appalled. It was, for me, a baseless decision because they don't tell you, they don't give you facts as to why they did it. They didn't give us any, the science behind it. They didn't tell you how many cans the mayor found or the person from that area found. And it only goes to show us how easily they can make decisions based on what they want to do. And yet they'll go around shouting from the rooftop, follow the signs. You know, and the first thing that struck me when I was reading the article was, what about the face mask? They do so much more harm to kids, and yet they were enforcing it. And with this thing, inhaling the cream or the... I don't even know how they do it. I was actually trying to figure that one out. You know?
Well, the least they could have done is told us how to do it. Exactly. Quite right. They should have given us a step-by-step.
Yeah, we actually should go and look at YouTube. I bet you somebody has now said, you know, how to not to inhale the cream, inhale the gas. I was trying to figure it out. I use it all the time, the whipping cream.
You get it, well, you know, shame on you. Shame on you. You know, your neighbors are going to start talking now.
Obviously, because they'll find a couple of cans in my car, you know, and it's like somebody going through your track and, this person is hitting nitrous. They're on drugs, you know, it's so easy as opposed to whipping the cream like my grandmother used to do. It's like, finally, you buy a can of whipping cream and now I'm going to be like a drug addict. I don't know. And you're right. I actually think they lost the plot. They lost the plot. They're trying to focus on.
Do you think? Do you think this is almost a reaction, an anxiety and a reaction that we're to COVID, that we're all living in this world of medical hysteria?
You know, I write an alternate newspaper every Saturday, and right. My last week's article was called Worried Sick. And it's funny you say that because I entitled it that. Do you remember when you come home late or you told your mom you're coming home at 6 p.m. and you came at 6:01 and
right.
I was like, where were you? I
yes.
was worried sick. And I was thinking exactly that as to how COVID has affected people other than from the actual illness. And when I did research on how just worry, chronic worry can make a person sick and the things that it makes you do, it could very well be what you said, you know, and pandemic fatigue is one thing, which I wrote about a few months ago because I was seeing it amongst the colleagues because we were seeing different things. We were not being supported by the department, you know, the health department, they were being blocked from every angle. And then we had to come together in groups. Now it's a different story where 2 years down the line, we even economic crisis, you've got people who've lost jobs, you've got people who've lost loved ones, you've got people who were immigrating and semigrating, you've got kids that had to wear masks in school and that has, you know, changed them socially. And there are the big hospital groups, private hospital groups in South Africa are now putting new extra wings for mental illness. You know, they're actually adding on room for that. You know, at the time of COVID, everything was closed. Everybody, only if you had COVID, you would go to the hospital. The rest of the hospital right. was abandoned. Now that the hospitals are opening up, they don't have enough beds for mental illness. And we haven't taught people how to behave properly because all we've done for 2 years is instill fear. And I explained in my article the difference between worry, anxiety, and fear, and how chronic anxiety and fear can also make you sick. And what you're saying is 100% correct. It's probably a way of protecting ourselves because we know that there's bad things out there and how the world can change. So now we want to do anything we can to prevent
just
that.
We rush around banning canned whipped cream to for anybody under the age of 21. Absolutely bizarre. But Dr. Nasiba Katrada, founder of COVID Management Team in Durban, thank you for speaking to us about it and giving us your very, very real view.